This news update is being brought to you by Morrell Equipment, your local LS Tractor and Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts. Come see them in their new location on North M53 just east of Meyer in Bad Axe, as well as Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, they're a member FDIC. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes, coming at you with your news for the hour. In Huron County District Court, Oval Carl Jarvis Jr. has been found competent to stand trial. Judge Ferris accepted a report from the Center for Forensic Psychology, which concluded Jarvis was competent at the time of evaluation. Neither the prosecution nor the defense objected to the findings. Following the ruling, the court set the preliminary examination for Friday, September 4th, at 10:30 a.m. A previously scheduled status conference was removed from the court calendar. And an investigation is underway after a 53-year-old Elkton man was found dead in the water at Tuscola County Campground. The Tuscola County Sheriff's Office says deputies were called to Crystal Lake Campground in Fremont Township shortly before 8 a.m. Sunday morning, August 16th, after a camper was discovered unresponsive in the water near his campsite. Investigators say the man had been camping with friends and was last seen around 1:30 a.m. that morning. A friend later spotted him offshore near the campsite and called for emergency help. The man was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities have not released his name. The sheriff's office says the exact cause and manner of death have not yet been determined and will remain under investigation while officials await autopsy results. The investigation is ongoing. And Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen says Central Dispatch received a call shortly before 4 a.m. August 16th reporting a vehicle on fire along Elkton Road south of Fillion Road in Chandler Township. Deputies say a 2008 Chevy Malibu was found with extensive crash and fire damage. The vehicle's only occupant was pronounced dead at the scene. Preliminary findings indicate that the Malibu was traveling south on Elkton Road when it entered the east ditch north of the Fillion Road intersection. Investigators believe the vehicle later came back onto the roadway before entering the west ditch south of the intersection where it overturned and caught fire. Oliver Township firefighters use extrication equipment to remove the victim from the vehicle. Shure Ambulance Service also responded. Authorities believe the victim was a man from the Elkton area who may have been traveling to work at a local farm. His next of kin in Mexico have been notified. The Huron County Medical Examiner's Office is assisting with the investigation, and an autopsy is scheduled for Monday. The cause of the crash remains under investigation by the Huron County Sheriff's Office. And we will return right after these words from our sponsors.
It's the store model clearance sale at Ashley and Bad Axe. Now is your chance to save big on over 75 Orange Tag floor models throughout the store. Every Orange Tag means additional savings, and they're spread across sectionals, sofas, love seats, ottomans, recliners, dining sets, end tables, lamps, and more. And that's not all. Clearance accessories start at just $3. Plus, you can save up to 25% off store-wide during the store model clearance sale. And you can make it more affordable than ever with available 1-year and 5-year no-interest financing. financing. Ashley and Bad Eggs is locally owned and operated, open 7 days a week, and a proud member of the Bad Eggs Chamber of Commerce. And save the date, Saturday, September 19th at the Bad Eggs City Park. It's the Bad Eggs Chamber of Commerce Fall Frenzy, featuring Journey's former lead singer, Steve Augieri. Ashley is proud to be a platinum sponsor of this incredible community event.
Ashley is your one-stop place for all your furniture needs. Hi, this is Brandon from Ashley and Bad Eggs. Shop our selection of dining sets, bedroom furniture, lift chairs, and more.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Eggs is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
We have one obituary to report for this hour. Jeff Dwayne Daniels of Elkton, age 83, passed away unexpectedly on Sunday, August 16, 2026. Jeff was born in Lebanon, Indiana on March 27, 1973. Jeff is survived by his sons, Derek and Zachary. In accordance with Jeff's wishes, cremation is to take place. A memorial service celebrating Jeff's life will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, August 29, 2026 at Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Visitation will take place at the funeral home from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Memorial contributions may be made to the wishes of the family. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com.
130 years, that's generations of families, thousands of local businesses, and countless dreams started right here in Michigan's Thumb. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Since 1896, Bayport State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been part of the story, from first farms and first homes to growing businesses and expanding operations. We've stood beside our neighbors every step of the way. And here's what hasn't changed in 130 years. Local decisions made by local people who truly understand our Thumb area community. Our lenders, our leadership, and our team live here, work here, and care about what happens here. We make banking simple, personal, and dependable with no-fee checking and free monthly statements, savings options for every stage of life, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, 11 local ATMs, plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. 130 years strong and still proudly serving the place we call home. Bayport State Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. Charleston, West Virginia. Mayor Amy Schuler Goodwin of Charleston, West Virginia, has declared a state of emergency in the capital city a day after devastating storms ripped through the area. The state of emergency declaration gives the city more freedom to move personnel, equipment, and resources in the storm's aftermath as cleanup efforts begin. Along Garrison Avenue, a family flagpole at a residence was toppled by floodwaters Sunday night. It had stood tall for over four decades. One home was knocked off its foundation, and the chimney fell into the house. Pieces of asphalt were dislodged from the roadway and now lay in a nearby creek. A water rescue was made in a home by the Charleston Fire Department near Garrison Avenue as well. Goodwin says the resilience of the community in the aftermath of the storms is striking. Maritime safety authorities confirmed that a commercial vessel transiting outbound through the Strait of Hormuz was hit by an unidentified projectile. The impact caused direct damage to the ship's engine room and resulted in a crew casualty, prompting an immediate emergency response. Omani Coast Guard units intercepted the damaged vessel to assist the remaining crew and secure the ship. The attack has sent shockwaves through international shipping lines, driving up maritime insurance premiums and raising security concerns along the vital oil transit waterway. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Morrell Equipment, your local LS tractor and Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer. With a large selection of brand new golf carts, see them in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morrell Equipment. And by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. as well as by Bayport State Bank. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, they're a member FDIC.
This is Kevin Morrell from Morrell Equipment. We're the Thumbs Equipment Superstore, and we offer VP racing fuels too. We have methanol and race fuels up to 116 octane and Torx DX diesel for your high performance projects in stock. We have everything from subcompact tractors to heavy utility tractors and everything in between, from LS tractors to bad boy tractors. We also have KO four-wheelers, the most advanced golf carts in the Thumb, zero turns, attachments, and implements, and the best selection of trailers. Why go to five different dealers when you can go to a true one-stop shop that handles all of your service, financing needs, and warranty in-house? If you need the reliability and versatility that only comes with a new tractor, the smooth ride and entertainment of a new golf cart, the durability of a new trailer, or a four-wheeler for your kids, you need to come and check out the full line of inventory at Morrell Equipment and availability with low-rate financing. You can make your next purchase more affordable than ever. Morrell Equipment is your everything equipment superstore. So come see me, Kevin Morrell, at the North End of Bad Axe.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.